This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello, Tony, Todd, Harper, and Carol. I hope you're all doing well and life is good for you all. This will be the third time I'm calling in. I called in about the Black Moon Manor and the hair people. So this did not happen directly to me, but I was there in the proximity of what was going on, and I thought I'd share it. So this was about 20 years ago, and I was dating this guy and his sister, and I'll call her Kathy. She had moved back to town, and anyway, she had purchased this house, and her and her boyfriend, I'll call him Randy, moved in. And this house was only one owner, and the woman had a daycare, and unfortunately, the man had passed away, and it was going to be their dream home. And because of his passing, she couldn't stay there, and so she had to sell. And it was a big farmland. She had to sell the home and the farm. And they were building it from the foundation up. And it looked kind of like a castle. It was very unique. And I'm not talking the brick mortar type of castle. I mean, just the shapes. And it had a big octagon room on the side with a steeple to it. And it would leave you in awe if you seen it. Anyway, so Kathy and Randy were buying this house. And now the woman, like I said, she had a daycare. And the whole front of the room, the front room, which I guess you would consider like a living room or a great room, took about the whole length of the front of the house. So it's pretty darn big. And so they had all the daycare stuff in there until the lady could come and pick it up. But otherwise, Kathy and Randy could move in. And because the couple, the original couple, buying the house, or I'm sorry, building the house, they were working on it slowly, and it was just them two. There were three levels, and the first level was about 90% done. The second level had been started on, but the third level of the house had not. And this is pretty big. There are going to be quite a few bedrooms, and I think like five bedrooms and three bathrooms. And it was all uniquely made. The couple went out and bought all of this stuff from different sales. The wood flooring wasn't just the typical wood flooring like you buy at Lowe's or Menards. It was had etching on it. and there will be a reason why I'm bringing this up later in the story. But and so a lot of it was antique, stuff like that. So they're bringing in a lot of items to make it a very unique to the house, but also from other people. So Kathy and Randy had lived there, I think, a couple of months, and we were talking, and she was saying how that they were hearing these sounds. Now, Kathy and Randy hadn't lived here long. They did a long time ago, but not now. And so, you know, to us, we're like, oh, what's the sound of the house settling, and it's the farmland, and there's coyotes out here. Maybe you're hearing raccoons and all this kind of stuff. So it wasn't brought up again until her children came to visit. They were somewhat grown. They were in their early 20s, and they came to visit, and we're all at a dinner, eating dinner. And they started talking about these sounds. And they're saying, yeah, I'm hearing footsteps, and they're really heavy and loud. And then there's all these other sounds, like a thud and this tinkling type of sound, you know, like wind chimes, but without the actual chime, musical sound. So, listening to them talk about it, I realized, oh, hey, well, the guy was working on the house at the time of his passing. So we all started gathering our thoughts and realized that, you know, the heavy sounds they're hearing are the heavy boots, work boots. And the thud that they're hearing, we think, had something to do with the tool belt and the hammer that's in the loop on the tool belt. You know, you have the wooden hammer handle, and then you have the hammer head. And then the tinkling sounds they're hearing, was it nails and screws? So we started putting all this together and realized, oh, we think it's the original owner. Maybe he's still here and he's working on the house, along with Kathy and Randy working on the house. So they didn't feel threatened. And like I said, this had been quite a few months. Nothing had ever bothered them. It was the same sounds weekly, not nightly. So they just let it be. And then one day, and this had been about 6 months at this time, or a little over 6 months that she's telling me this, she goes, you know, I'm really concerned. There's something different. So she shows me, and there's crown marks on the walls. And we're talking not just one color. We're talking red and black and white, yellow, purple. And they were about anywhere between 3 to 4 foot high. So like child size. Now, no children had died in this house. This, the only one that had passed away was the owner. And Kathy and Randy do not have small children. There's no grandchildren. There's no crowns, because when the lady came to get all her daycare stuff, we all helped clean, and we cleaned every crevice of that house. And so there's no crowns to be found. So we did look, and no crowns. So she started getting concerned, and they were scribble marks on the walls, like scratch marks with the crowns, and scribble like circles, and no drawings like flowers or animals or anything. Well, I had a best friend at that time. She has since passed, and her name is Donna. And Donna was she was the president of a paranormal society. Now they're not the ones that went and ghost hunted. She would put this together. She had events, she had meetings, all that. And each person had something to bring these society events. And for instance, they had a tarot card reader. They had one that could read your aura. They had a lady that could read colors, like you picked colors. And actually Rob Conover, if you know that name, he was part of the America's Most Haunted show. He was there. I got to meet him. So nice. Such a grounded, good guy he was. And so I asked Donna, because she kind of had that new agey way of doing things. She did tarot cards. She did Reiki. And I think she had a little sense of, she was a little sensitive to things as well. She could sense them somewhat. So Donna did come over, and let me tell you, Donna is kind of a shorter lady, and she reminded me a little bit of the stature of the lady from the Poltergeist. You know, she's walking around, she's exploring, she's short, but she's sensing things. She wanted us to let her do her thing. So we just stayed downstairs, Kathy and I, and let her walk around the house and take it all in. She looked at the drawings, and she did say, when she was all done, she said there were different feelings in many different areas. She goes, some were just the house. Some rooms were just the house. But there were other rooms that there were different feelings, some heavier, some lighter, some felt safe, some felt unusual. I'm not really sure what that means, but she knew what she was talking about. So she said she had some sage, and I guess she had some other burning item. I don't know what it was. And she did. She walked back through the house. She said a few chants. I'm not sure what they were. And she said, well, we'll see if that helps. I hope it helps. So then a couple weeks later, Kathy gets in touch with me, and she said, you know, she goes, it all stopped. She said, the crown mark stopped. She said, I don't hear that man clomping around. I don't hear his tool bell. I don't hear anything. And so I told Donna, and she was quite pleased. And she's like, oh, that makes me feel so great that I could help someone, and that I had the means to do it. And, but it was just a great experience, because I guess this guy, he wasn't upset about them working on the house. Maybe he just wanted to help them. Now, we're this crown and child, possibly. We don't know what that was about, but we don't believe it was harmful, and neither was the man. But I don't know. Anyway, it ended where later on, nothing ever happened. Kathy and Randy ended up selling the house, and I've never heard of any other events from that house from other people that have owned it. And I do believe it finally got finished. The castle-like fixture or structure. And it, anyway, I just want to share this with you. I thought it was a really unique story and a good story that maybe they found their home. They went where they were supposed to be. And I hope you all have a great day. Thank you for all you do. I love this forum. I love all the stories, the personalities on there in the stories as well. So you all take care.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.